And he said here, who is like me? And there are still people today who try to compare the Lord Jesus Christ or the Word of God or the Father. They'll try to compare him to some other God, like there's any comparison. Like there's any comparison. I mean, think about this. Who's like unto me? Well, let's look at the Muslims, right? Is the Muslim Jesus like unto the Jesus of the Bible? Or is the prophet of Islam like unto the Bible? Well, here's the thing. I thank God that the one that I follow, the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I thank God that at least he knew how to read. Unlike Muhammad, who even Muslims will admit to you was illiterate. He couldn't even read. I mean, at least Jesus, one of the first things he does in Luke chapter 4 is he gets up in the synagogue and he reads out loud. I mean, at least the prophet that we're following, at least our Savior, our Messiah, our Lord, was able to read. I mean, look, I know how to read. I don't want to follow a preacher who can't even read.
Right.
Think about how foolish that would be. You say, well, you know, Islam, what's the difference? I mean, who are you to say that the Bible's better than the Quran? No, who's like unto me, God says. I'll submit to you that Psalm 23, 1 Corinthians 13, and other great chapters of the Bible are filled with so much power. There's nothing in the Quran like that. And the reason they have to hide behind, oh, well, the Quran, you got to get it in the original Arabic. I thank God that the rock of our salvation, the Holy Bible, can be translated into any language and it's still powerful.
Amen.
Even in English is filled with power. Even in English, Psalm 23, 1 Corinthians 13, Hebrews chapter 11 are considered great, powerful words that stir us. Why? Because they're written by God.
Amen.
But the Quran, supposedly it sounds cool in some other language. We'll just have to take their word for it. Because it's so weak that when you put it into English, all of a sudden it just falls apart and becomes void. I thank God that this Bible, whether it's in English or Spanish or Greek or any other language in the world, is filled with power.
Amen.
In all languages, in all times. There's no book like this book.
Amen.
Trying to compare the Quran. Look, have you ever tried to read the Quran? It's hard to read. You know why it's hard to read? Because it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And you know why it doesn't make any sense? Even just from a just a common sense standpoint, did you know that the Quran is a collection of chapters or surahs that are arranged in order from longest to shortest? Now, who was the genius who came up with that? I mean, thank God the New Testament's not organized that way. Okay, let's take all the chapters in the New Testament, let's jumble them up, and let's organize them from longest to shortest. So that way we can just have no narrative that makes any sense. We can just jump all. And look, even that would make more sense than the Quran. Because at least then each individual chapter would make sense. I mean, it'd be a little weird jumping around from chapter to, you know, you're reading Psalm 1. You know, if you did the whole Bible, you're reading Psalm 119. Next thing you know, you're in like Luke chapter 1. Pretty long chapter, right? You're just all over the place. I mean, bouncing around. It'd be really confusing. But even then, at least each chapter makes. I mean, you read the Quran, it's like the guy doesn't even have the attention span to stay on one subject, even for one chapter. He's just jumping around, bouncing around. It doesn't make any sense. It's gibberish. It's garbage. No one considers the Quran a great piece of literature except Muslims. Nobody else is reading from it, quoting from it, caring what it says. It's just, it's junk. It's insulting to the Bible to even begin to compare the Quran to the Bible. You say, well, you know, well, the Jesus of the Quran. No, no, the Jesus of the Quran is not the Son of God. Jesus of the Quran did not die and was not buried and did not rise again. He faked his death in the Quran. He just made it seem like he died. No resurrection of Christ in the Quran. And you say, well, what about all the other religions in the world? Look, there's not that many religions in this world. People are constantly trying to fool you like, oh, there's just so many religions in the world, and who's to say that your God is more powerful than this other God? And then they'll say, like, well, what if I just worship the spaghetti monster or whatever? Isn't that what the atheists say? Well, you know, there's no reason why your God is any more believable than the spaghetti monster. But here's the thing about our God is that literally 3.9 billion people on this earth claim to believe in Jesus. But 3.9 billion people don't believe in spaghetti monster God. The King James Bible is the best-selling book in the history of mankind. Okay, the spaghetti version or whatever is not known. I don't even know if it even exists. So, but isn't that what prideful man will do? He'll try to downgrade God and just act like God's just one of many. Oh, the Bible's just one of many religious texts until you actually go to read those texts. You know, till you open up the Rig Veda and read about the long-haired, drug-smoking ascetic who's, I'm flying. It's like, this is your scripture? You have hymns about people taking drugs and getting high? That's what you sing about? I thank God that we sing about Jesus. We sing about the Lord and His power and His might and His grace and His salvation. We have something better to sing about than growing our hair long and taking drugs and getting high on Soma. The whole section in the Hindu scriptures on getting high through Soma. Whole section. Oh, but what's the difference?